Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does it set your day off like on the wrong foot if you have an interaction with a driver early on that is less than ideal?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? If you mix it up with a driver on the way to work, does that spoil your whole day?
Well, it does not give you a nice, happy tone.
It doesn't give you the warm glow.
Yeah, it doesn't give you the warm glow that you generally need to power through your day. Yeah. And I just hate when people don't know just the basic unwritten rules of the road. Just know, like, if two lanes merge, it's every other car. I cannot stand it. There's always somebody who, and they're inching up, and they're almost like, I feel like they're taunting me.
They are.
They are taunting.
They
are.
And they're inching and inching, and they know that you need to get in, and the car in front of you just came from their lane, so now it's your lane's turn, but they're not going to let you in no matter what. They're attached to the bumper in front of them, and they won't make eye contact with you.
Never.
Which bothers me so much, because I'll look like, really?
Dude, what's the deal? Right.
Right, and they look straight ahead as though they don't notice.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know two lanes are merging?
Right, right.
You do, because we're going 10.
There's a spot, and you guys drive it more than I do. It's up on like 93 way north, I don't know, Montvale Ave, beyond where 93 and 95 merge, and there's a lane, a right lane, that starts like a mile behind you.
Yes, toward Peabody on 95 north.
Right.
Yeah, yep.
And, you know, if you're in that lane, you're in that lane, and you know you got to wait. It's backed up, but many times people sail by like 0.9 mile and then try to merge in at the end.
Yeah,
I know.
They
like,
do it on the lever on the loop ramp too, over by the garden.
It's awful.
Kendra and I take that on our way into work, and all of the people trying to get onto Storrow Drive, then the people in the right lane don't go over and wait with the rest of us. They go right up, and then they just put their blinker on and they're like, let me in.
I'm curious about what you said about not looking, because when I do that, I don't look at them. I'm like, I know they're over there. I am not letting you in.
Yeah.
You got to you might have to go to the next exit and turn around, or wait it out in the lane you're in, but I'm not letting you in.
That's different.
I won't look at that guy.
Right. The person that's just trying to not have to wait in line like the rest of us, that's different. I'll do that too. I'll be like, I'm not letting you in.
Right.
But the other people, when it's just a
civil
merge.
But they should know. Those people should know you're supposed to merge back there. Merge back there and wait back there.
They pretend they don't.
Right,
And it's like, here's what it is. It's like an acting job. Because I don't drive that way that often, but when I do it, I'm like, I got to go like, oh, I don't know what's happening here. I need to merge. I had no idea. And then you got to pretend that you don't know and really fall on the mercy of somebody going, just go, get in.
Right.
You know? But that is... But if you do it every day, you're really pushing it.
It's just amazing. I love that they just don't inch up. It's like, what is you cutting me out of getting off of my exit to go home going to do for you to get you anywhere faster? Like one
not
car?
Not only that,
it's not going to get you anywhere.
Like, there's always those people, like David said, who think the rules of the road don't apply to them. Well, everyone else is waiting in line.
Right.
I don't need to wait. I'll just cut
the
in.
The beauty
up here.
Of it is you let them in, you know, so you've saved them 0.6 seconds because they're that much further ahead of you. But then they get to see you in their rearview mirror for the next 9 miles or something once you pull onto the, you know.
Do you ever, once they pull in front of you or if they cut off, like kind of in front of you, do you ever, like, I shake my head so hard
I do that too.
Try to get them to look back and see that I'm going, and I'm just violently
but
shaking my head.
But those people don't care. So here we are shaking our head thinking we're making a statement.
They're on to the next thing.
Hashtag do not care. They don't care even a little.
I think it bothers you a whole lot more than it bothers them. And here
probably.
We are, like, days later, you're still talking about it. It's like, that guy.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
see him tomorrow and I'm going to get my revenge somehow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.